بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تظهر الشماتة لأخي. Don't ever express pleasure and happiness at the misfortune of your next Muslim brother. This is something that is quite prevalent. When we see someone enjoying some success, then we become upset. And it sometimes leads to even depression when we see somebody enjoying success. And when somebody suffers misfortune or loss, then it creates a sense of joy and happiness in a person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, don't ever do that. Don't ever express joy, happiness, feel good and feel happy at the misfortune and the trial, the test and the loss of your Muslim brother. Why? Sayarhamahullah. You don't know what the future holds. Allah could turn the table. Allah could have mercy on that person, remove him from that misfortune, and give him success and progress, and Allah could test you. Because of the result, because you showed joy on that occasion, Allah Ta'ala will make you taste the pain that he tasted when you expressed joy at the pain that he felt. So never ever do that. فَيَرْحَمَهُ اللَّهُ Allah could show him mercy, and وَيَبْتَلِي Sometimes it's a natural feeling. Sometimes you don't have control of it. There's somebody, perhaps, a competitor or whoever it may be, and you hear of some misfortune. Sometimes unnaturally, well, naturally, there's a sense of joy and happiness. You have no control over it. Then what you should do is make dua for that person. Make dua for that person. If it's a natural feeling, then you should take out time, a special time, dedicate dua. Oh Allah, this feeling came into my heart. I express joy and happiness at his loss. Oh Allah, you grant him relief. Oh Allah, you grant him success. Oh Allah, you grant him happiness and joy. That is one of the ways to remedy that feeling that uncontrollably comes into one's heart at the loss of another person. May Allah grant you that.